giant media company's investors are very much alive and unhappy. The board of the Tribune Company met yesterday to appease them. It's deciding whether to go private or sell itself, as NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Everything's in play now at the Tribune Company, which owns the Los Angeles Times, the Chicago Tribune, and 9 other American daily newspapers, along with 26 television stations and the Chicago Cubs. The company expanded in 2000 by purchasing the LA Times and its sister papers, but those newspapers were less profitable, so Tribune slashed costs. The cuts were so severe that the editor and publisher of the LA Times mutinied last week, refusing to accept any more cuts despite orders from their bosses in Chicago. Yet Tribune's stock value still rests far below what it was 6 years ago, and some investors remain dissatisfied, not least the Chandler family, which had controlled Times Mirror. Yesterday, Tribune's board unraveled a complicated partnership with the Chandlers, granting additional shares to the family's trusts while giving the company more control. Tribune also announced it would reconsider how it's structured. It could spin off the TV stations and newspapers into separate companies. It could insulate itself from shareholder pressure by going private, or it could sell off some or even all of its assets. A decision is expected by year's end. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.